How to build an ad swipe file in 2026, step by step. Most ad swipe files die in a downloads folder, but a well-organized ad swipe file becomes one of the most valuable assets for creating winning campaigns. The ones that actually drive campaigns are built differently, sourced from live competitor intelligence, tagged by angle and funnel stage, and converted into creative briefs before the creative fatigues in the market. In a survey of PowerAdSpy users, 26% save at least one full day per ad project after switching to data-driven competitor research. The same cohort reported a 15% reduction in A/B testing volume within 2 months. When a brief starts from 390-day-old competitor ads instead of a blank doc, the editor has a structural target, not a vibe. That is exactly what a properly maintained ad swipe file is designed to provide. PowerAdSpy, an ad intelligence tool indexing 500M+ ads across 10 networks and 100+ countries, with 500K+ new creatives added daily, is what makes the system operational. Run the longevity sort. Ads surfacing at the top have been live for 60, 80, or even 90+ days. That run length is the clearest signal for which structural element is doing the heavy lifting. These insights form the foundation of a high-performing ad swipe file. What an ad swipe file actually is, and isn't. An ad swipe file is not a folder of random screenshots. A useful ad swipe file is structured. Every entry captures a hook, an angle, an offer, a creative format, and real evidence that the ad is working. An ad running profitably for 60 or 90 days has been validated by real spend across real audiences. A slick, creative that launched last Tuesday is a hypothesis. Two things decide whether a swipe file sharpens your next campaign or collects dust: signal quality, are these actually winning ads, and retrievability, can you pull the right reference in 10 seconds when you're briefing? Both collapse when you build the file from your personal feed, which is where most media buyers start, and where the workflow quietly breaks. A structured ad swipe file eliminates that problem by making every winning example easy to retrieve. Why your social feed is a terrible research tool. Saving ads from your own Facebook or Instagram feed feels productive. It isn't. You see what the algorithm decides to show you: one country, one device, one set of inferred interests. Competitors targeting different geos, running YouTube pre-roll, or testing native placements are completely invisible. Worse, you have no idea how long any of those ads have been live, which is the strongest free signal that a creative is profitable. The 2026 paid media environment compounds this. Creatives that blend into the feed generate more engagement than those that announce themselves as ads. Passive scrolling won't catch them. Single platform ad libraries, including Meta's own, show what ads are on, not what's resonating. The absence of engagement ranking forces blind testing that wastes time writing variants a quick search would have ruled out. A proper ad intelligence tool exists precisely because manual feed monitoring misses the majority of competitor activity, particularly across non-social placements like native and display. You need a systematic pull. That systematic approach is what separates an effective ad swipe file from a folder full of random screenshots. How to build an ad swipe file with PowerAdSpy. Step 1, choose the right entry point. Don't open a blank search and start scrolling. Every successful ad swipe file starts with choosing the right research entry point. Every successful ad swipe file starts with choosing the right research entry point. Pick the entry point that matches what you're trying to learn. Keyword search: type a product category or angle, collagen supplement, cold plunge tub, AI resume builder, to surface every active advertiser in that space across platforms. Start here when mapping an unfamiliar niche. The keyword scaffolding formula that works: pair one core product word plus one outcome plus one objection plus one identity term. Something like lint roller guest ready cat mom surfaces precise, high intent results rather than a generic flood. Save only the strongest examples to your ad swipe file. Layer in seasonal terms, holiday bundle, back to school, objection phrases, refund, washable, and identity markers as you narrow. Domain search, paste a competitor's store URL to pull every ad driving traffic there. If a brand seems to be everywhere on Facebook, a domain search shows the full creative arsenal behind that impression, not just the one ad that hit your feed. Before running this, confirm the advertiser of record via Meta Ad Library or TikTok Ad Transparency Profiles. It's sometimes a sister LLC or agency account, not the brand itself. Advertiser search pulls the complete ad history of one brand, including creatives they paused and relaunched. Relaunched ads are particularly valuable. If a brand killed an ad in March and brought it back in June, performance or seasonality drove that decision. That pattern tells you more about what's working in the category than any brief written from instinct. A productive session often combines entry points. Run a keyword search to map the landscape, then run domain searches on the two or three brands appearing most consistently at the top of longevity sorted results. Market leaders and mid-tier players are almost always running completely different angles, and that gap is where positioning lies. The full mechanics of running competitor ad searches by keyword and domain are worth reading alongside this guide. Step 2, filter down to real winners. A broad keyword search can return thousands of ads. PowerAdSpy's filters covering geography, placement, engagement, age, format, device, e-commerce platform, funnel type, and affiliate network cut that to the 20 or 30 worth studying. Here is the filter path that surfaces the highest signal creatives. Set ad status rightward arrow active to exclude pulled creatives immediately. Sort by date, oldest first. This pushes the longest running active ads to the top. Anything appearing there has survived long enough to prove the concept. Apply a country filter via geo-targeted competitor data to your actual target market. An angle converting in the US often uses a completely different hook than what works in Australia or Canada. A $29.99 price anchor that performs in Canada needs to be $34.99 in Australia after exchange rates and duties. That kind of market-specific nuance surfaces only when you filter by country rather than pulling global results. Filter by ad format, video versus image, newsfeed versus side location. Hook mechanics differ sharply by placement. A 3-second video open and a static headline are not interchangeable frameworks. Sort secondarily by engagement, likes, shares, comments, to confirm that high longevity ads also have organic pull, not just a deep budget propping them up. Once you have this combination dialed in, save it as a filter preset. Next week, load it, hit search, and immediately see what's new at the top of your category, without rebuilding from scratch. Not on PowerAdSpy yet? Start a free trial and unlock preset saves so your filter path is waiting every Monday morning. Step 3, capture the full context, not just the creative. When you bookmark an ad for your ad swipe file, capture more than the thumbnail. Each swipe file entry should record the hook, the first line of copy, and, for video, the first 3 seconds. The angle pane led, curiosity, social proof, discount, and identity. Label it explicitly so you can search by angle when briefing. The offer price point, bundle structure, guarantee, or lead magnet. Run length and platform are the primary signals that a creative is profitable, not just well produced. New ads should hit 25 plus comments within 72 hours to be worth tracking for an additional week. Anything still running at 30 plus days with periodic creative refreshes qualifies as evergreen and belongs in your permanent reference folder. The landing page follows the destination URL and studies the full funnel. The ad earns the click, the page closes the sale. Download the creative directly via PowerAdSpy's video download capability and study the first 3 seconds frame by frame. The gap between what casual observation catches and what frame-level review reveals is where briefs go from generic to sharp. The more context your ad swipe file contains, the easier it becomes to produce stronger creative briefs. Skip raw vanity counts. Use ratio-based engagement signals instead, comments per 1000 views and saves per 100 likes. Those ratios tell you whether an ad is building real pull or just burning budget. Also, search a brand name alongside coupon to determine whether discounting is always on versus reserved for short, high intent pushes. That search alone has reframed more pricing briefs than any competitor call. Aim for 8 to 12 high signal creatives per research session, noting hook lines, problem/solution beats, and CTA language. Study multiple competitors rather than fixating on one cross-brand patterns, not the execution of any single ad, are what go into a brief worth producing. Step 4, tag by angle and funnel stage, then build folders. Raw bookmarks are organized chaos. Two tags do most of the retrieval work: angle, the psychological mechanism driving response, and funnel stage, cold prospecting versus retargeting. Use PowerAdSpy's watch lists to group and monitor competitors week over week. The platform lets you create a folder per niche or per campaign, pin the brands worth tracking, and save your best searches so you're not rebuilding context from scratch each session. When you sit down to brief next month's creatives, you pull cold traffic curiosity hooks in the skincare category in under a minute instead of scrolling a dead folder. For teams running competitor research across Google and other non-social channels, the step-by-step guide to Google Ads Spy tools maps how the same tagging logic extends to search and display. The format changes, the angle taxonomy stays consistent. Turning swipes into creative briefs. An ad swipe file earns its keep only when it feeds production. Ping references and extract the pattern, not the pixels. If four competitors in your niche all open with a stop doing X pattern interrupt before revealing the product benefit, that mechanic is validated. Rebuild it with your own product, footage, and proof points. A minimal creative brief format, reference ads rightward arrow shared structural pattern rightward arrow R hook rightward arrow R offer rightward arrow landing page requirement. Agencies use this to brief editors. In-house teams use it to compress the time from concept to launch. The structural principles behind high-performing Facebook ads reinforce exactly what longevity sorted swipe file research surfaces. The two disciplines sharpen each other. A well-maintained ad swipe file keeps those proven structures within easy reach for every campaign. Mistakes that quietly kill swipe files. Only researching inside your own vertical. Some of the most transferable hooks come from categories you'd never normally watch. Direct response supplement brands consistently use an anxiety to relief arc in their 30-second video ads. That mechanic works because of how human attention responds to resolution, not because of what's being sold. When you use PowerAdSpy's keyword search across different product categories, the same structural patterns recur: scarcity-led offers, before/after proof, identity-anchored openers. A pet accessories brand might be running a who you're shopping for hook that maps perfectly to a kitchen gadget brief. Study outside your vertical specifically because your direct competitors aren't. Prioritizing production quality over run length. A plain-looking creative running for 90 days is a gold mine. A beautifully produced one launched last week is an untested bet. Sort by longevity first, always. Copying whole ads. Legal risk aside, it's a creative dead end. The ad you copy is already fatiguing in the market it came from. Model the structure, never the execution. The most common advertiser mistake identified in user research is copying competitor ads blindly instead of extracting the underlying angle. Never revisiting the file. An angle that dominated in Q1 US placements often migrates to OR to markets 3 to 4 months later as US audiences saturate. A team that locked their swipe file in February and hasn't touched it by May is briefing against a market that no longer exists. Run your saved filter presets monthly. Geo filters surface that life cycle signal before your campaigns feel it, catch fresh winners and flag stale references before they contaminate briefs with outdated angles. Make competitor research a weekly system. Paid media teams that consistently outperform their categories treat competitor research as a recurring workflow input, not a quarterly project. One focused 45-minute Monday session, keyword search, 2 domain polls, longevity filter, 6 tags, 2 briefs is the full system. Updating your ad swipe file every week ensures your next campaign starts with proven ideas instead of guesswork. That cadence surfaces a fresh batch of high-signal creatives every week without eating into production time or requiring a dedicated research day. PowerAdSpy's reporting layer supports this directly. Engagement data shows how a creative's traction shifts over its lifetime. Ad timelines surface when competitors refresh their rotation, which tells you how long winning cycles typically run in your niche. Export what matters as PDF, CSV, or via API into your team's regular creative review. The ad intelligence layer extends the same system beyond social into display and native placements, with the same methodology and broader coverage. Start your free PowerAdSpy trial, run your first longevity sort in under 3 minutes, and most users have a brief, ready creative reference before they close the tab.